Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock, and it's the 18th annual Anti-Valentine's Day Spectacular here on the show. But before we get to that, we want to welcome Jim Ryan to the show. Jim writes about music on his Chicago at Night blog at Chicago Now. And you can follow him on Twitter at Radio Jim Ryan. And he also does traffic for this station and other stations as well. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Always good to be back.
We always like to have Jim in to talk about music and even the Grammys, biggest night in music year. Of the year.
That's what they say.
That's what they say was Sunday night. We wanted to talk about that. Just coming back from that break, what for me was the performance of the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tribe Called Quest and Anderson .Paak. It's I thought it was great.
I think the last time I was in, we talked about how it was a great 2016 for them, and 2017 certainly seems to be off to a great start, because in my opinion, as much as I enjoyed them on SNL, I thought they were better on the Grammys.
I agree with you.
Fantastic.
And they were phenomenal on SNL.
Yeah.
But that the performance that they gave Sunday night, I thought it was the performance of the night.
Yeah, I think there's a couple that got close to it after that, but up to that point, nothing could even touch
yeah.
it. It was terrific. I can't wait to see. I was kind of hoping they were going to be one of those bands that came out the next day and announced a tour, like Metallica did, like Lady Gaga did after the Super Bowl. I was hoping A Tribe Called Quest would do that. They're starting to pop up on some of the festival bills, so. Fingers crossed.
I would imagine that they've got to hit the big cities, don't you think?
I would think they will. Like I say, we're starting to see some of these summer festivals fill in
right.
down there. They've been announced for a couple, so
I wouldn't be surprised if they played Lollapalooza.
Yeah, me neither.
Pitchfork maybe.
Yeah.
No, not Pitchfork. What's the other one?
Actually, that wouldn't be that.
Pitchfork
crazy.
Would make sense.
Yeah, Pitchfork. You know, God, we have so many here now. North
Riot
Coast,
Fest.
Riot Fest. Yeah,
yeah.
Really. You could see them at any of them.
Okay.
Yeah, Riot Fest last year with De La Soul. Yeah.
De La Soul, yeah. They were nominated.
Mm-hmm.
They did not win
right.
because it was Chance the Rapper's night.
Yes.
Not a bad thing at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about the fact that it seems like that could be kind of the national coming out party for him. You
yeah.
know, I think what was really interesting about that, I think he was up for 7 Grammys. He won 2, was up for 7. I believe that's the correct number. And
I think he won 3.
He won 3.
Yeah.
So he was nominated on – a bunch of his nominations were as part of Kanye West's songs.
Right.
And did Kanye win any?
I don't even know. And
I'm scared of him now.
And he wasn't – I don't even think he was – he wasn't even there.
He was not there.
Because
no.
he would have rushed the stage when
absolutely.
Adele won Best Album.
Yes.
Yes. So overall, what did you think of the broadcast?
It's such a long broadcast.
Yeah.
I watched it again this morning. I watched it twice.
God, why?
A glutton for punishment.
I mean, I would go back and watch – I would go back and watch certain performances, certainly.
You know, it was – it's so hard to watch. I jotted down a note that early on in the first hour, coming out of Ed Sheeran, actually they came back from break with Ed Sheeran and did the best rock song. That took 7 minutes. That came out of a 4-minute commercial break and went straight into a 4-minute commercial break. So like
8 minutes of commercial, seven minutes of show
in that quarter hour. Yeah. Which I thought was kind of amazing.
That's unbelievable.
By comparison, I timed Beyonce's performance. She hit it dead on at 10 minutes. Which then was followed by 6 minutes of ads.
Right.
So it's hard to watch. I mean, watching it today on the DVR was a much more
yeah.
it was a much better.
Well, I watched it live, and I was doing some Facebook tweeting and stuff like that. And you know, the thing about it is that, I mean, you'd probably agree with me on this, Jim. It's not necessarily an award show anymore.
Yeah, it's. I mean, what do they give out on the show itself?
Seven or eight awards. I think
And they have that whole pre-show now where the actual awards are given out.
Right.
So it's a live concert. And they do the same thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame broadcast. It's essentially the same thing now. Which is fine. It just gets to a point, though, like maybe they need to pace it better. I don't know, because by the time A Tribe Called Quest hit, that show was dragging to me.
I agree.
And it started to hit its stride. I think the Prince tribute came shortly thereafter.
Right.
And then it goes. Then it starts to drag again. The president and CEO of the recording industry comes out for his bloviating annual insulting, out of touch speech.
Right.
Then they do the in memoriam, and it's like just the pace of that show is so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it was. Now one of your first tweets was he's been on screen for all of about 45 seconds, and
right.
already James Corden is irritating the hell out of me. We're off to a great start. Hashtag Grammys. Now, I happen to be a fan of James Corden, okay, and I thought, and I actually thought he did a good job.
You know, maybe it's it was that much physical comedy in the first minute of the show that was
tumbling down the stairs. And, yeah.
He just, I don't know, he gets on my nerves. I can't stand the carpool karaoke bit. Mm-hmm. He just, I don't know, he irritates me.
Okay. No, well, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, so what are some of the other things that that you wanted to talk about? Now, so A Chance the Rapper wins Best New Artist. That's a huge win. First award of the night.
Now, in the past couple of years, they've started to get that award right, but the joke on the Best New Artist Grammy for years has been the curse of the Best New Artist Grammy. Are you familiar with this?
Well, yes, I am, and obviously the most legendary is Milli Vanilli.
Which I went through and I kind of made a list.
Okay,
of
let's
favorite,
do that. Let's do that.
My favorite ones who won the Best New Grammy and went on to not a lot or went on to something.
Yeah.
In 1973, America.
Hey, they have a horse with no name. Man.
Yeah. A couple of years later, this is good. 1977, the Starland Vocal Band.
Yeah, big one-hit wonder.
Yeah, Best New Artist.
Afternoon Delight.
1981, the immortal Christopher Cross.
At that time, he was sailing was on every radio station 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and the Yacht Rock thing is starting to come back. I feel like I'm hearing the Christopher Crosses of the world more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had Ride Like the Wind.
And he did all the movie soundtracks.
Arthur. Yeah, that's right. God, Christopher Cross. Whatever happened to Christopher Cross?
He's still around. He's coming to town. He's coming to City Winery soon. I just got the email this week and was like, I might go to that.
You're going to go see Christopher Cross, man.
Why not?
Go see all his hits. Yeah. Is Michael McDonald going to be with him? Because that's the best part of Ride Like the Wind.
Yeah, he is certainly the best part of that song, yes. He's not going to be on the bill, sadly.
All right. What else?
We got 1988, Jody Watley.
Oh, I like Jody Watley.
So do I, but yeah, she didn't do a lot after
that. No, but I'm a fan of Jody Watley.
I am too. Yeah. In 1999, that's the only one in the history of the Grammys that was vacated.
Right.
Technically, there's not a winner. It's like a college football team being stripped of a championship.
Right, and it was Milli Vanilli.
It was Milli Vanilli.
And then they had to return the Grammy.
Evanescence in 2007.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But in the last couple of years, they've gotten it pretty much okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were certainly right this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question about it. A great year for Chance the Rapper, and, nice shout-out to Chicago.
That was great.
Yeah. Again, and his performance was great.
We talked about it the last time I was here. I mean, that it's basically a gospel performance, that he did on SNL. This was even on a bigger scale.
On a bigger scale, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was, and that was late in the show, too.
It was.
That was also late. That was like that. The back half of the show.
That was the part to watch.
Was better, except, and I got to say, I loved Adele's version of Fast Love.
I actually thought that was better than Hello. Especially in watching it back this morning, she seemed off key to me at the beginning of Hello. Literally the first line or two, she seemed a little off key, and it was fine. I thought she nailed.
I did too, man.
Her.
And I know a lot of people, and I'm a huge George Michael fan.
Right,
massive George Michael.
I like George Michael.
And I know a lot of people were on my Facebook or whatever saying that was
about
terrible.
The song?
No, it was great.
What else is she supposed to do?
Yeah.
She's supposed to do. I mean. Is she going to do Faith? Is she going to do I Want Your Sex?
Yeah.
No,
they took it, and Fast Love is a criminally underrated George Michael song.
He makes a point in the video, too.
It's one of my favorite George Michael songs, and it was on Older. It was on the album Older, which was like 1996.
96, yeah.
And by that point, George Michael was not.
That was the height of the scandal, I think, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of what the Fast Car video parodied.
The Fast Love.
Fast Love.
The one where he actually the video, and I can't remember the name of the song, which came out I think it was a year later or 2 years later, where he actually was dressed up like a cop
in the bathroom. They actually used a clip from that in the Grammy tribute video,
right?
which
is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think, well, anyway, I thought the arrangement was great, and it was very Adele arranged. It was arranged clearly for her,
which was fine.
They didn't change any of the lyrics.
She actually swore when she restarted it, so that was. I thought it was great.
I did too.
A lot of times I have problems with these Grammy tributes.
Yeah.
And I thought actually for the most part this year, with the exception of the Bee Gees, I thought they were pretty good.
The Bee Gees was not good.
I didn't even understand it. Why when you have... It was
Barry Gibb
that was in the crowd. Why is he not out there? Why is he not part of it?
That's what I I Facebooked on. I was like, why isn't Barry Gibb on stage?
And then I kept waiting for John Travolta to come out and do something goofy because he was on earlier in the show.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah. And, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And he's there.
It was just very weird. But last year it was the same thing, though, because they did that stupid Lionel Richie tribute. And Lionel Richie was in the audience.
It's like he could just kind of look like, pretend like he was impressed.
Right. And that's pretty much what happened. So they did the same thing this year. But
they cut to him constantly, Barry Gibb. It was like.
Yeah.
I mean.
And they cut to Lionel Richie. And I got to say, I thought that Bruno Mars, both performances were outstanding.
Yeah.
He's great. And the salute to Prince was great. So great to see the time.
The time in. Far exceeded what I was expecting out of them, too.
They were great. And Jerome looks exactly the same.
So I thought that Jerome had, because they were just in December, they were in Waukegan.
Mm-hmm.
They played at the Genesee. And I thought I read that Jerome was no longer in the fold. But he was front and center last night.
Front and center with the mirror.
Yeah.
The whole
shtick. It was good.
It was great.
The only thing I thought was weird about the Prince tribute is that the Revolution is back together. They're touring, in fact. They're coming to Metro in April.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wendy, Lisa, everybody?
Uh-huh. And it would seem like that would have been another obvious way to go with a Prince tribute. And they didn't do it.
What, and they're playing Metro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to have to go to that.
Yeah, I know. April 23rd, I think it is.
Who's fronting?
I don't even know, but I know they have...
Are you just going to switch off vocals?
I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm very curious to see.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Okay, hang on, Jim.
Yep.
Jim Ryan is with us. He'll be doing traffic for Esmeralda all week after starting tomorrow morning. And he writes about music at Chicago at Night. That's his blog at Chicago Now. And you can follow him on Twitter at Radio Jim Ryan. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more after this on WGN. Don't forget that you love me well. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN from Sunday night's Grammy broadcast. That's Maren Morris and Alicia Keys performing Once. I thought that was terrific.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that both of their voices were really they nicely compatible.
It was
the band was good.
It was certainly better than the other country performance that night, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Which was just...
Yeah.
Like, it sounded like, well, if that's contemporary country...
Yeah. No, I know. It was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Nick DiGilio. We're back. Jim Ryan is with us. He writes about music on his Chicago at Night blog at Chicago Now. He joins us to talk about music once in a while. And also, you'll be joining us all week long doing traffic.
I will. It'll be fun.
And it's going to be good. So what other things did you want to mention? Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the Grammys?
I jotted down a couple categories that I thought were, you know, we could poke some fun at. Because for the longest time, the knock on the Grammys was that... It's the old, it's, you know, it's your father's or your grandfather's Grammys. It was, they've gone, in the last 5 years specifically, they've really tried to incorporate more contemporary artists.
Yes.
Which is great, but every year they still manage to get a couple of categories that just are strange. This year in the Best Pop Vocal Album category. Now, when you think of a pop vocal, you think of...
Bieber.
But like a good vocalist.
Oh,
right?
A good vocalist.
To me, that's what I think.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm thinking in terms of Grammy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But, sorry. That's fair. Well, so you would think of some of the people who were nominated this year: Barbara Streisand, sure. Mm. Josh Groban. Would Bob Dylan strike you as a prime contender for best pop vocal?
No.
Bob Dylan was nominated against Streisand and Josh Groban. For his Standards album. So Sinatra covers as sung by Bob Dylan. The winner of this category was Willie Nelson for an album of George Gershwin covers. So, like, I mean, what
do
you
say? Well,
that's
just weird.
Uh-huh. It was a little bizarre.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's hard to get, I guess you had to do some research because there are approximately 6,000 awards that are handed out. So... You had to. I guess you had to.
Peruse the list.
Yeah.
Watched it twice and perused that list.
You are a dedicated man.
Best rock performance: Bowie.
Yeah.
Disturbed. Beyoncé, featuring Jack White. Thought that was an interesting best rock performance. 21 Pilots, and Alabama Shakes. The winner of that category, best rock performance. Was a Disturbed cover of Simon and Garfunkel as recorded live on Conan.
On Conan O'Brien's show,
Which is interesting to me. So that's not even... They have an album track. They cover that on their new album. But
yeah.
That's not what was nominated.
They nominated the Conan O'Brien
apparently,
telecast. Well, that's what went viral.
Okay.
That's what... That's you know, I mean, that performance.
So
I remember after the... I didn't see it. I'm not a big Disturbed follower.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Simon and Garfunkel I like, okay. But and I think Sound of Silence is a terrific song.
Agreed.
And I actually like their cover. I watched it, and I was like, they did a nice job with
okay.
it. But I remember the night after or the day after they appeared on Conan, that video was at, and people were like, it had gone major viral.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so that's probably why it happened. Still weird, though.
Still weird.
Yeah.
And again, Beyonce being in there, although the song does rock. It samples yeah. Zeppelin and Jack White plays on it. But Korn was somehow up for best metal performance, while one of the faster, heavier Metallica singles in, I would say, the last 20 years was up for best rock song.
But not metal.
Not metal.
Right. And they actually have the word metal in the name of the band.
So Metallica was up against Radiohead in the rock category.
Right.
And Korn was up against Bowie and Megadeth. I'm sorry, Korn was up against Megadeth.
Megadeth
okay. won the metal one, which is fine. Bowie won the rock one, beating out Metallica and Radiohead.
Right.
Just seemed
that,
like an odd
that one actually was televised.
Okay.
That one was part of the
one of the
yeah,
seven awards.
One of the seven awards they actually I mean I think they were like, well, look, we got to get a Bowie award in here.
Right.
I mean, he won
yeah.
five. So did he win five? Yeah,
he won. Yeah, I think it was five.
It was five. And so they were like, we got to have one of them televised. The
right.
fact that, you know, Bowie actually won.
Well, because a lot of them were stuff you wouldn't televise. It was like best packaging on the album. Because mm-hmm. that album,
yeah.
like, it was a new thing this week. People are still finding secret stuff he hid in the artwork. And I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You're not going to televise that one. But
yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I listened to that Korn song this morning, and it's not a metal song. So.
Yeah, I don't voluntarily listen to Korn.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you...
Yes, yeah. my favorite one here, Best Contemporary Classical Composition.
Yeah.
All the way down at the bottom
heard
of
about,
the
I heard
list.
About this, and I was stunned by it. Tell everybody this one.
Kip Winger is finally a Grammy winner. First ever, because this is going to shock you. Winger... in the 80s, did not.
They didn't win any
they
Grammys?
Didn't win a Grammy.
Winger did not win for She's Only 17? And he didn't win for Best Chest
no.
Hair? That,
best, yeah, best yeah. something.
Wow.
Creepiest.
So,
creepiest
so Kip Winger from
Kip
the
Winger,
hair band
yes.
has moved on to classical composition.
This he's nominated for an album called Winger, Conversations with Nijinsky.
No. Yeah. Come on, you're making that up.
I'm dead serious. He was up against one of the winningest ensembles in Grammy history, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
You're kidding me.
They both lost. The Nashville Symphony ultimately claimed the prize.
The Nashville Symphony beat Kip Winger.
And CSO, yeah.
And CSO. So 80s frontman, hair man, Kip Winger is now... a Grammy nominee.
In the classical.
Do we have a little piece?
Classical.
I think we have a little. Jim, I believe we have a little piece. This is Kip Winger's composition.
That's Winger, all right.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like Winger.
It's classical.
All right.
Real sense of foreboding in that one.
You would think that, they would
advertise
that a little bit more, that Kip Winger. You know,
I want to put that on the commercial.
You want to grab the Kip Winger crowd.
Uh-huh.
At least the kid from Beavis the kid from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, you want Stuart.
Yeah,
right.
Stuart. You need Stuart. He would enjoy
yeah.
it.
I don't know that Todd would enjoy it, but Stuart would enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Stuart would enjoy it. A few other quick observations.
Uh-huh.
I didn't understand the Beyonce thing at all.
Beyonce, I respect the fact that Beyonce consistently tries to do something different and do something on a grand scale. This one went over my head personally.
Yeah, I was like, did someone drop acid into my?
Yeah, what I tweeted was that it felt like to me at first when, because I think part of it was pre-recorded, the very beginning.
All the special effects with her, you know, coming out on stage and all the visuals and stuff.
It felt like one of the dream sequences in The Big Lebowski. It made no
yeah.
sense. It was strange. It did feel like an acid trip. Yeah,
yeah.
It was bizarre.
It was.
I think she should have won Album of the Year over Adele strictly because of the fact that, to me, the Lemonade album in an era where Nobody's even trying to make an artistic statement via the album. Nobody wants to listen to an album.
Yeah.
She succeeded on a pretty grand scale with that, whereas it's nothing to take away from the Adele song.
In terms of the art form of an album.
Yes.
Like starting with track one and going through and having them connect and having it be the full thing be a work of art.
And people paid attention to it and it worked.
Yeah.
So to me, it should be album of the year in terms of that. It's not. It's to take nothing away from the Adele tracks, which are extraordinarily well produced, which sound fantastic.
Right.
But to me, those are, you know, yes, it's a great album, but those should win the songs of the year, not the album.
Got it. All right. Well, listen, Jim. Always fun. Now you have three breakup songs that you wanted to.
I'm very happy
that you
to
wanted
be here
to request.
I hate Valentine's Day.
I hate it too.
I understand.
So now, Dan, we'll play them later, right? Yeah, we'll play them. We'll play them after three. Jim, always a lot of fun talking to you, and you'll be hanging with us during the week. He writes about music on his Chicago at Night blog at Chicago Now, and you can follow him on Twitter at Radio Jim Ryan. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up, and then after that, it is Anti-Valentine's Day. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN.